Blog Talk Radio.
Microphone, so I'm trying to give us a little trouble today, but the devil is a lie. We ain't gonna have no trouble today. This is gonna work out, and it's gonna work out just fine. You know, we're talking about God's remedy for our lives. You know, God got everything we need. Everything. Everything we need, God has it. Maybe Z. We're going to go into a scripture text. We're still on this 46:1. Because, well, that's Psalms 46:1. Because God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And I just can't emphasize that enough. And I quote is taken from the track lead number 159 by Mrs. Don Freeman. I was reading the pamphlet. I was like, wow. This is really good. Now bring this message to the people. I want to read to you. Give it to your people. And we just have to know that God is our refuge. Yes, He is our strength. He is our present help in times of trouble. It doesn't matter what we've been through. Where will we be without God in our lives? We know that we would be a total mess. If I know I would. What about you, Riley? A hot mess. Do you remember what you were like before God? What you was like before you gave your life to Jesus? do you remember the way you were? I know. When I think about it, I just rejoice in my salvation because I was truly headed to eternal damnation. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. Thank God, look on that, Riley. Oh, yeah. Jehovah, he carries us when we are afraid, worried, lacking faith, sinful, concerned, seeking, searching for meaning, tired, sleepless, and upset. He is our rock and our strong tower. He is our Alpha and our Omega. So now, let's explore his solution. Because he has an awesome solution.
Amen. Amen.
When we are afraid, as we sometimes hear, all we have to do is call on Jesus. Because Jesus is our light and our salvation. When we got Jesus, who should we fear? The Lord is our strength. And whom should we be afraid? We are not to fear anything but God. Because God did not give us the spirit of fear. God loves us. Well, if we become afraid, if we do become afraid, then that's when we are supposed to trust in God. What you say, Robin? That's our time, right?
What time? The time that he was with us, he shows us, he steps in.
Yeah.
And he takes over.
Yes, he do.
And that's for sure. But him.
To God be the glory. faith, not by sight. Because without faith, impossible to please God. It is impossible. So we've got to have some faith. We've got to give it over to God. See, and God is so good that when our faith is low, you know, Jesus said that because of our unbelief, if we just had faith of a mustard seed, to be thy removed. Oh, they couldn't see it, they removed. But you gotta have faith. Because when you got that type of faith, nothing shall be impossible to you. Nothing. But the key is faith. We have got to have faith. Oh, hallelujah. Have some faith. I don't care how many times you've heard something. I bet you when you hear the kids, you find new meaning. We are weak. God got us. He soothes us with his mercy because he knows our weaknesses. All we got to do is trust in Jesus Christ. Do you trust our Father? Do you trust our Father? Do you believe that Jesus is the Messiah? Oh, he got us. He got us. When we're helpless, God is our refuge and our strength. You know, God is that very present help in trouble. He will not let you down. So will you let God be your strength? Can he be your strength, Riley? Is he your strength?
All day and every day. This morning, first thing I do, Riley, is get up in the morning. I'm all up.
Yes.
This is your day.
Hallelujah.
It's your will.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. When we are worried, we can pass our cares upon him. He said, cast your cares upon him. And I am purposely not giving you where I find just given you. Others, I have not told you the fact. Because I want you to go and speak. I want you to go and read with yourself. I don't want you to just go and look up the one passage. How's been the word of faith? Because you got all the scriptures on faith. How can the word happen in a week?
Wait.
I can go I'm just happy. I know all y'all got cell phones. You got the internet. So you can go to BibleGateway.com, OliveTreeBible.com. You can go to all those different sites. If you don't have a Bible, and you can look it up. If you got a Bible, and the fact is, there's a dictionary in the back. It'll tell you where to find a concordia. That's all I want to say. It'll tell you where to find in the Bible. I want you to go and search. I want you to go search it out for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Seek help. Seek God. We are worthy. Then he becomes our burden bearer. Because he said that's what he wanted to do. That's how much he loves us. That's a lot of love. That's love. When we are sinful, God is so good and so good. He sent Jesus down. He sent down his only begotten Son that we may be forgiven for our transgressions. So my question is, will you allow him to cleanse you? We need to be cleansed every day. Things happen throughout the day that irk us and get on our nerves. So we need to repent and get all that out of our hearts so that our heart can be like the heart of Jesus. So, let him have his intention. Repent. And when we repent, then that lets God know that we are concerned about our eternal destination. So when we believe in Jesus, we believe that he is who the Bible says it is. Yes. I want my eternal destination to stay happy. I don't want my eternal destination to be damnation. I don't want that. So I'm going to continue to speak to him. I'm going to continue to not let but his will be done. What about you? See, when we are seeking the way to heaven, we understand that Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth and the life. He is the door. He's the door. And you can't get into heaven without Jesus. You can't do it. We must go through Jesus. Not around Jesus. Not beneath Jesus. Not over Jesus. We can't get on the rooftop and peel back the roof and let somebody down to get to Jesus. No, don't say it's over. Now you got to go do them spiritually. And you got to be willing to go to him and ask for his mercy. Ask for his mercy and thank God for his grace and his love. I know you got something to add to that mind. I see you over there. You got something to add. Go ahead,
No, that's about right.
Just act.
Just act. That's all we want you to do. Just act.
Just act. Brothers and sisters got on your nerves. Mom and daddy got on your nerves. In the morning, you have to do something. For this is the day that you have made. And I am going to change and be proud of it. I'm going to try to get up. Thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord, for giving me this day, my daily bread. Oh, yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
You know, I have to go to him.
You see, when you're thanking God, when you praise and talk, you open up the door. You open up the windows of heaven. When you're searching for a deeper meaning in life, you gotta know that Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. More abundantly. This is what Jesus said in John 10:3. He wants us to have abundant life. In other words, he don't want us to have a mere open life. He wants us to have abundant life. You know, he wants us to have the desires of our hearts. He said we have not because we ask not. But, my beloved, you got to seek Jesus. You got to seek His way. Seek His will. And so, God, the army is the angel. So, when you are tired and feeling like you might get the wrong, remember that in Matthew 28, Jesus said that we should come to Him all of us as heavy laden. Come to us and He would give us rest. I said it back. I said, come to Him and He would give us rest. Now, see, that's a wonderful thing to know because of the fact knowing that we can find rest, knowing that we can find peace in Jesus. He got us. He got us. You know, when you get tired like that, when you become unable to sleep, when you carry that thing all day long, and it works its way in the spirit, to this point,
you know, and we get all upset. So in Isaiah 26:3, we learn that God would keep us in perfect peace. All we gotta do is keep our minds stayed on Jesus. Keep our minds stayed on God. Trust in God.
We know that Jesus got us. We know that we can lie down in peace and sleep because we know that God maketh us to dwell in safety, and we are in safety. You don't have a personal relationship with him. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten, that whosoever shall believe on him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life." Well, you know, I don't want anyone to perish. Jesus don't want anyone to perish. Because see, the angels rejoice when we the one soul comes over. Jesus is dead. He will not. He will not try to break his hand. Because it is supposed to be up to one soul that you have. You have one salvation. Mama can't do it for you. Daddy can't do it for you. Sister, brother, boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, husband, cousin, unhappy kid, friend. This is something that you must do for yourself. You have to be careful. Father, I repent right now all my sins. I believe in my heart that Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is my Savior. I believe that he rose again on the third day. Mm-hmm. And the Father's with us, and then we say, welcome to the family. Excuse me. We love you, and God loves you. And we want you to go out and bless a baby Christian, a seasoned Christian. Tell them that Jesus is good. We speak bountiful blessings over you. We pray that you take and find yourself a good church. Get back to be led by the Spirit of God. the next time.